And then we are going to, and we are live. So, gentlemen, we are minus one tonight, or this afternoon, or this morning. I got a message from the guy in Los Angeles. What's his name again? Does anybody remember this chap that we meet occasionally who lives in Los Angeles?
Mr. Scaldini.
Who? Who?
Mr. Scaldini.
Mr. Scaldini. Do you
Yeah.
know a Mr. Scaldini, Sebastian?
Never
Where is
heard
he?
of this guy,
Never
though.
heard of him, no?
I
Ritesh?
know the Grammy, maybe.
I remember his blog post name, so I remember
No, it was
Scaldini.
Oscar. Oscar was the name from LA.
Oh, was that the dog?
No,
So,
it's the
you seem to be on a close link here. You've read a blog, Scaldini?
Yes, and we got connected on LinkedIn as
You got connected on LinkedIn as well, but yeah, but
well.
you're more, he's got more followers on LinkedIn than I have.
Yes,
Yeah, but
it's -350
and he does a lot of intelligent posting.
only.
Anyway, so Mr. Scaldini sent me a message yesterday to say that he has a better offer this week than sitting with us and talking. And next week he has an even better offer. He's going on holidays with his girlfriend, fiance, future wife. So this is not good. Or well, what do you think, Sebastian, that Mr. Scaldini is not joining us? Do we get out the champagne and celebrate, or do we give him a punishment in 2 weeks' time, or what do we do?
We just talked to Oscar. I put him into the chat.
You talk to Oscar, you put him into the chat. Oh, I see. Ah, Oscar Scaldini. All right. Yeah, I get it. I get it. That's on Sunday, isn't it?
Yes. I think.
Yeah. Okay. So are we going to sit there at 3 o'clock in the morning and watch him take the award for the best? I don't know what. Yeah. Okay. All right, gentlemen. Right. So in all seriousness, Igor has decided to follow a better offer than speak with us. And next week we will do without him as well. And therefore, gentlemen, today's topic. Wow. Did we have a good week? I just want to hear good news. That's all I'm interested in. So, Sebastian.
Next one, please.
Since last week, since last Tuesday, did you have a good week? What were some of the fantastic news stories that you and your wife and your future child shared that are not private, that are more public, that we can participate in, enjoy in, have fun, and say, wow?
I think it was just a really simple thing. On Saturday, we had round about 80 degrees. The sun was shining. I think you experienced it also because you're not so far away, Frank.
Yeah, I'm just thinking,
Yeah.
because I spent most of the day working. Saturday, not so much, I think, but Sunday was lovely. Yes, Sunday
Oh,
was.
here it was Saturday and Sunday. It was a little bit cloudy, but yeah, we had a beautiful day and the weather was really good. It was hot for this part of the year or for this season,
For this time of the year.
for this time of the year, and I mowed my lawn for the second time. So
Oh dear.
that made me happy.
The man is happy when he can mow his lawn. Yeah. Okay.
That's all? Well,
That's all. The simple thing. So this was the one highlight of the week that made you happy, and the rest of the week was rubbish. Oh dear. The poor man. The poor man. Isma, since last Tuesday, did you have something exciting, something nice to tell us that you experienced?
Yes, it's exciting because I'm in good health and I have nothing to complain. Then that's all right.
You have nothing to complain about.
No.
Are you sure?
Of course, we have general problems around my country and the world, but it's not new.
Oh, you can't. Well, can you solve them?
No.
Well, then, where's the problem?
I have no power to do that. Maybe only God can solve the problem around the world.
Yeah. We talked about that yesterday. Okay. All right. So Ritesh is all on your shoulders, I think. Because, well, Sebastian just mows the lawn and that makes him happy. It's a really simple thing. Isma has nothing to complain about because he can't solve the world's problems, even though he wants to go into politics. I had a good week. I had some nice experiences, but Ritesh, you came back to Bangalore, Bangaluru yesterday. You drove all the way down from the north of the country, or you flew, or you walked, or you hitchhiked, or you took the train, or somehow you did something. So it must be nice to be back in your own four walls.
Yes, but I'm a little bit sad after coming from home. I miss my parents, and especially this month, I went home, and this is new to all of you, but I met someone like people my parents were searching, matching, and we started talking. We met, we went on a short trip type of thing one day. And so it was more like a happy whole month was happy thing for me. But right now I feel sad to leave all the places and come back to Bangalore. So right now I'm not feeling happy at all to be in Bangalore. I wanted to spend a lot of time in home, but what I can say.
Now, the astute listeners amongst us will pick up the very simple phrase, I met someone.
Yes. So,
No
yeah,
questions, no questions, no
the
questions needed,
just silence.
Ditesh. No questions needed. Divulge any details you wish to divulge. And we'll get the rest out of you through questions.
This is how love story started. It starts, huh?
So yes, it was a simple thing and simple and exciting and meeting, discussing things, knowing each other. It is a beginning, like to getting know and so yeah. So things
Okay.
are going.
So can you describe this young lady to us?
Yes. She's younger than me, 2, 3 years, maybe 24, 25, and I'm 28. And she works, she's a nurse, and she is midwife or something. She has done GNM, general nursing and midwife. So she's working, and so she has shift-wise duty. So before coming to this call, I was talking with her, and she always talks and ask like which type of call you are doing in night, 1 o'clock, 11, 10:30 and all. I told her this is better for me. This is going to help me. I'm talking with people around the world. So like that. So after this call, I have to go and start talking with her. So yeah, it happened.
Oh, this is so romantic. Yeah. We're
Yes.
interrupting your dialogue, Ritesh. I do apologize. I don't want to get between the two of you. You know, there are more important things in life than our little round. I
Yeah,
see.
this patience is required in life, right? So 1 hour is nothing. Whole night is there, right? For me.
Does she
But I
speak in
have to work morning tomorrow morning.
You have to work tomorrow. Yeah, well, I mean, this opens a can of worms. Does she speak English?
Yes, I told you, like in India, all the educations, higher education and technical educations are done in English. So she speaks English, but you know, like me only, we belong to North India. So there's a what do you call it? Local language, then Hindi, then people started speaking in English. So she's working in hospital, so she knows, and maybe that she's not too fluent to speak with the outer world, like people from the other countries, but she can speak, yeah.
Well,
And maybe
if
in
you,
future, if
yeah.
maybe in future she's coming in Bangalore, then she has to work here, or she want to work, then she has to interact with people who speaks many languages. So English is very important.
Okay, so if you need an alibi, Ritesh, why on a Tuesday and a Wednesday evening at 10:30 in the evening you cease all communication with this young lady for 90, no, for 60 minutes? Yeah, she is welcome to join us. Yeah, we are kind, wonderful, warm people. Is that not correct, Isma? We are kind, wonderful, warm people, Isma.
He's mute, on mute.
He's on mute again, yeah.
Sorry, sir.
Don't worry. Don't
I
worry.
was writing here a word that I listened to here to check later.
Well, you have a young lady that you are communicating with as well, Isma?
Oh no, I'm not so lucky as Ritesh to have a young lady by my side.
No. Okay. So, do you think we should invite Ritesh's new acquaintance to this illustrious round, and she can tell us about things about, well, she could give Sebastian some advice. If she's a midwife, then I think Sebastian might have some questions about childbirth in India versus Germany or anything like that. Yeah. Ritesh, she is welcome to join us. Yeah. And we can provide you
Yeah, I
with
will
it.
ask her.
You will ask her, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
She
but
will. I don't know. She will be able to do that. But yeah, definitely. See, call. So whenever I say that I have call Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. So what you are doing 1 hour, and when our call goes to more than 1 hour, then she start giving texting me that what you are doing.
Oh, she's a control freak, Rita.
Not controlled.
She's going to keep you under her thumb, and you're going to be subjected to her orders and to her demands.
He
Yeah.
tries to educate you.
It not for all men? Not, I think all of us are in such situation.
We like to think that we are the boss at home, but in reality, it's different, isn't it? Is that the
Yeah.
case with you, Sebastian, that you like that Claudia makes you think that you are the boss at home, but in actual fact, she is the one pulling all the strings?
Indeed, that's how reality looks like, yeah.
The reality is like that, yeah?
I think I'm the boss, but I'm not the boss.
Okay, all
But
right.
you know, give somebody the feeling that you are the boss is also a good feeling, maybe if you
Yeah,
have this feeling.
you get the pleasure but not the responsibility, yeah. And if it goes wrong, you say, "Well, I'm sorry, it's not my fault. I just followed orders." Yeah.
Exactly.
So Isma, I think we've touched on this subject once before, but how do people, young people, Ritesh's age or maybe younger, how do they meet in Brazil? Boy, girl, how do they meet? What is the process?
If they study, and the majority of Brazilians on the age of Ritesh are at the university, but probably they met each other at school and at university.
Okay. So academia ties the knots. And then, and what happens then? Is it normal for the, if they decide to get married and set up home together, does the groom go to the father-in-law and ask to marry his daughter, or do they just run off somewhere and sign a few documents and say, oh, by the way, we got married last week?
It depends on how parents are so strict, but some even don't get married. That only live together. For
Okay.
example, myself, I had a three common-law partner, and I never got married. I only lived together. Then I didn't ask her for their parents.
Did you at any point consider getting married to one of the three, or?
With the second, because she wanted a lot, I had intention, but we quarreled before we got married. And with the third one, it happened the same. After, with the second and the third, we stayed together 5 years. Then, after 5 years, we broke our relation.
Okay, so every time when your girlfriend asks you to get married, the partnership, you get
Dissolves.
divorced. It's not the reason. The first one that I wanted to get married with her because she wanted, the problem wasn't between her and I. It was because she had two sons, and the oldest one in that time was 13, and we have many problems. That's why.
Okay, fair enough. Sebastian, so where did you meet Claudia? What happened? And was it love at first sight?
Oh, that's an evergreen story in our with my friends, because every time when we talk about Claudia and our relationship, this story came up or comes up
Came
comes
up.
came
Yeah,
up.
this, yeah, although, yeah, well, it came up, or it does come up every time you talk about it. Yeah.
So it was a so we were in so it, I was I had a girlfriend, not a just a girlfriend. Is this a girlfriend, or we had no relationship?
Oh,
So,
you were in a platonic relationship. Yeah,
yes.
you had a very good friend. Yeah.
Yes. And one day she took Claudia with her to a dance club. Is it a dance club? Disco?
A disco. Well, that's
That's
going back a
insane.
while. Yeah. Well, no.
So,
Well, a disco. Yeah. A disco is a disco where you go and drink lots of alcohol and do funny movements on a stage.
yeah,
Yeah.
and that's where I met her for the first time. And then, but she, I think at this time she was 15,
15.
really young. But yeah, we went to this disco together, and that's the
What did she see in you?
story. I was dancing in front of the. I can't show it to all of you because otherwise you would laugh a little bit. But that's the
Well, that's the
story.
object of
I
the
was.
exercises. Can you stand up, please, and can you?
It's not possible. I was dancing in front of her with my ass, and I took her hand, and it was a really funny story. Every time I was also really young. Hey, come on, yeah. But every time when we talk about this situation, everybody's laughing. because she was absolute overwhelmed because she was really young. I was a few years older, and it was much too fast, much too much contact, body contact at this moment. And but yeah, that's how it started. And then I think one day later we had an appointment or a date. I think you call it a date, and that's how things started.
Was it love at first sight then, yeah?
Yes, I think so.
Wow. And so hang on. So if she was 15, so you've been together for a very, very long time.
I was 20 at this time, yes. 20.
20. Child snatcher.
So at the beginning, I had to. Okay, give me a second. So her mother knew about our relationship, our partnership relationship, and she allowed that I sneak into the house somehow. And but I had to left the house in the morning before her father left the house.
Okay.
Because he wasn't aware about this love story, so
Wow.
that was how it starts. And at the end, we are still together.
So how do you do this to get into the house and out of the house without the father knowing anything about it? I mean, and you know, what happens if you have to go to the bathroom at night and you bump into him? Oh, hello, who are you?
Yeah, good question. Ah, I know. Now, when you are talking about it, it come. I'm able to remember the situation. You know, there was the point where the door of the bedroom closed. You can't. We heard that, and then you know. Okay, now he went into bed, and now it's time for me to, you know, clean up my tooth. And so we knew that
The
the
coast, is clear. The
Yeah,
coast
the
is
coast is
clear.
clear. So
Wow.
yeah, but in the morning there was also they had a at this time they had a dog, a beagle. You know this dog. This dog.
Yes, a Snoopy dog, yeah.
Well, it was a really aggressive dog. So. So every time when I visited during the day the house, or when I was stepping into the house, the people were laying on the couch in the
On the sofa?
Wohnzimmer, living room, living
In the
room.
living room, yeah.
So let's say 25 meters from the couch to the stairs,
Okay.
Wendeltreppe.
Oh, there's a good word for me to not translate. A spiral staircase, there you go.
Say it again.
A spiral staircase.
So 25 meters from the couch to the stairway.
Spiral.
Spiral. Wow.
I'll write it
Wonderful.
in I'll write it in the chat for you. Yeah.
And thank you. And you just had.
In Portuguese, it's much easier to say than in English.
Ah, okay. Like spirale,
Yes, there you
German
go. Yes.
spiral staircase.
Right.
And then you had 2 seconds, or no, let's say 3, from the door to the spirals. Oh, sorry, spiral staircase. To get on the staircase and go up, you know, because then the dog were jumping or try started to run to the staircase, and but at the middle of the staircase he stopped. You know, he don't care about it. It was just a game for him, but everybody had to run. But there was the moment after a few months I just stopped. In the middle of the staircase, and then he stopped in front of the circus. He didn't go
He
on
didn't
the
follow you up.
steps
He didn't follow you
there.
up.
He
Yeah.
just he then he knew, okay, game is over. He's not afraid of me anymore. And then he stopped this behavior. But it was a really funny story, always. So everybody
So,
of the friends which were visiting the house had to run, because he was the boss. We talked about bosses, so.
well, he, so I'm still trying to get my head around this. So you had a relationship with Claudia. You stayed at her place, and her father knew nothing about this. This is amazing. How long did this charade go on for?
I think 1 year. So every morning I left the house on 5 o'clock because I think between 5 and 6 he woke up,
Yeah.
and then I had to be
Out of the way.
out of the way.
And how did you what was your escape vehicle? Did you take your bicycle and cycle back home, or did you have a car, or did you walk?
I had a car and I parked it on around the edge of the street.
Around the corner of, yeah, around
Yeah,
the
around the corner of the street. And it was a secret, huh?
Okay.
Think
So, Ritesh, are you taking notes, Ritesh, on how to do this?
I think Bollywood people will make a good movie out of this story.
Oh, I'm sure they
For sure,
will.
yeah.
Yeah,
It's movie type of story. It happens really here also, but it is not like that. But it's really a nice story to see sneaking out
okay,
from the home.
I'm building up to something here, so I need to focus back on you, Sebastian. I can't. I wish I could ask you, Isma, but you never took that step. But Sebastian, there must have come a point at which the whole cover blew, or that you went up and said, "Oh, I've been seeing your daughter for the last 12 months," or at some point, everything comes out in the open. And at some point, you must be thinking, well, I'm going to make an honest woman of Claudia, and I'm going to ask her to be my wife and marry. So at some point, you must have gone and confessed everything. What was that like?
Oh, I think we decided really late to get married. Good question. So I think it was round about 20 years later, huh? Well, since we get together, roughly, and so I think it was not so a big event or a big.
So it was not a big event. It was a rather low-key event, yeah.
Yes, and I think at this point, everybody thought, okay, one day these two people will get married, and yeah, so we had a really long relationship before we got married. So
And did you go to her father and say, "Oh, by the way, can I marry your daughter?" And
good question. I'm not sure. At the end, yes, may I have to ask Claudia. Good question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I, if because, yeah, maybe I did. Claudia? I have to
Oh,
ask
this
her
is so
later.
painful. This is so painful.
No, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't want to tell you something that is not true because I'm not sure if I ask him, if I ask, I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, you son, try and get that one sorted. So Isma, The story in Brazil is that you have common law marriages, common law relationships, and people may get married. And what's the wedding ceremony like? If people do get married, what is the wedding ceremony like and the party afterwards? You're muted again. Voila.
I suppose that everyone or almost everyone of my generation, they have got married officially. For example, my two sisters, my cousins. I think that now I am the only one exception.
Okay.
And normally it depends on how much money people have. If
Ah.
they have a medium or high condition, they offer a big party. And there is firstly, we call like, it's like in an office, it's something like a civilian marriage.
A civil marriage, yeah, a civil marriage, yeah.
It's the one that really values according to the law. And after there is the religious marriage that people get married on their church. Some people, if they don't follow our religion, they only have a civilian marriage. And if they have money, they travel for some days. If not, they stay in the same place. And if they are poor, there is like a group marriage. For example, the city hall organize a group of marriage for 100 or 200 couples at the same time, and they don't
Wow.
have to pay nothing. And I suppose even the documents are free.
Wow.
For example, around 20 years ago, my coworker invited me to a wedding, and in that time, I suppose that for Brazilian standard, it's a lot of money. They spent more than 10,000 euros in that time, 20 years ago. But the girl had a good financial condition. But my coworker was so poor as me, and I suppose that he didn't help with anything.
Okay. So there are like 200 couples in City Hall at the same time, or is it like a conveyor belt? Sort of they go in the door, in one door and out the other door. They go in
no,
unmarried and come out married.
Sometimes they do it in like in a park or some public place. I will try to show a photo here. Let's see if I found a photo here.
200 couples. You're still taking notes, Ritesh, yeah? Because I'm leading up to something. I don't know whether you sort of kind of figure out what I'm leading up to. But this is very important information for you, Ritesh. Yeah. So.
There is a photo here.
Shared a file in this meeting so we all can open the chat. And, oh, okay. So we have this. This picture of lots of young ladies dressed in white. Where are the
yeah.
men? Where are the men?
I suppose here it's an auditorium, the second forum.
Okay.
There are many more people.
Okay.
Doesn't it look something like that or in India?
Oh wow. Okay, this is This is heavy going. I mean, there's just no romance in it, is it? I mean, that special day that everyone dreams about. I suppose, Sebastian, if you would have taken Claudia to a ceremony like that, she would not have been too pleased with that. Am I right?
I think we married in a church with I don't know how many people, so I think round about 80 or 100.
But you were the only couple getting married, as
Sure,
opposed
yeah,
to
it was not a crowd of or
not a mass wedding, yeah?
yeah, okay.
Not a mass
That's yeah,
wedding.
that's the difference. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
But it's interesting. I've never met someone that have got married in such a situation. I never met anyone. But it's common, it's quite common here.
Okay. All right. So, Ritish, I'm going to throw the ball back at you. So I just want to get my facts right. Yeah. So, you went home to your parents, and in the course of this time, with a little bit of support and negotiations and whatever, you met a young lady, and for all intents and purposes, there is a spark between the two of you. And this should, if all goes well, lead you both down the path of marriage. That's sort of
Yes.
the big picture in all of this, yeah?
Yes. So how it started that this is, you know, that in India there is a hierarchy of caste, creed, and all the things. So what happened? Generally, people marry in their own caste like things. So everyone knows that this person has a son. Okay? And someone has a daughter. Some person will suggest their parents that this is a nice family, he's working, and their family background is good. Okay? So they comes to the boy's family. Sometimes it happens generally this. And then they go and then talk with each other. They share photographs and everything. The family is okay. Then they say that let's give boy and girl to meet and discuss things. Okay, so for me, last 2 3 months, everyone was asking me to come to home and meet that lady. So finally, I got some time in Feb. I asked for 1 month work from home, and then I went. I met her. We talked, and we said, "Okay, fine." To our family, one family, and then we met after that, and we started talking, and then down the line, there will be engagement. So, and after that, there will be marriage. Like that. Okay. And so this is the process generally in the arranged, we call it arranged marriage, where the parents are arranging, they are helping to find the girl or boy. So this happens. And in India, there's a different kind, like I'm talking about the Hindu society, like, and the other religions, they have similar kind of things in Christians also, or in the Muslims also, but their way of meeting is different. So, generally in the Christians, I see that church people, like they arrange the same church people, they say that they want to get married, so they will say that there's a boy, there's a girl, and in Muslims, it happens differently. So this is the general thing, but the government in India, they have one called court marriage. So you don't need anything. You have to go in the court and you have to sign a certificate and you are officially married. No one going to you are officially married. There will be some witness, one what lawyer or something like that, and it happens. This happens generally because of the parents. The boys' parents and girls' parents are not agreeing. They are not agree with that marriage. Okay, generally this happens. And the mass marriages, as Ismar explained, it happens in India also. But this is a different kind of game here. So what happened? People are married, or some people are going to get married. But what happened? Government is promoting that there should not be dowry. In India, dowry happens. So there should not be dowry. The government is going to give you money if you are getting married in such a ceremony, or even if you are married, marrying interfaith marriage, or even intercaste marriage, the government is going to give some money to the bride and groom. So because of that, people get married together in a big. But in such case also, there will be a separate marriage after that officially, where the family and everyone will get together.
Okay.
And
So the reason I'm sort of heading towards this is because no, because the timing is perfect. I'm sure that your young lady will have been glued to the society pages of any social media, television channel, or anything that is going on in India last weekend. Because somebody filthy rich
yes.
got married, and I'm pretty sure, or had no, it wasn't a marriage, it was a pre-wedding, I think, if I read correctly. Anyway, it probably set the benchmark of what is expected of you and your potential bride to be. So Indian weddings are out of this world by any standards. Yeah. So can you describe to us a little bit what we missed last weekend, because we are not in the same financial league as these people, and invitations pending to the breeder community, what we can expect maybe later this year in somewhere in India.
So let's see, wedding is very expensive in India. It's a time where people want to show that they love their children so much that they are spending so much money. So in this case, this guy was one of the richest men in country. See his influence, that there is a airport in the place he was born. It is a local airport. Now that government has declared it as a international airport. It was an Air Force base. There was a defense part of the airport. There was a civilian part of the airport. So civilian cannot go in that area, defense area, and take a picture. Or even in the aircraft, you can't take a picture of airport. It is defense airport. But the government has declared it as an international airport. A lot of people like Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, and everyone. Rihanna came to his wedding, reception, for the dance. All the Bollywood people, all the stars, you can name it. So it is a kind of show off. And one play, on the one side, they are saying that they are spending a lot of money. On the other side, they are portraying, or they are trying to portray, that this guy is so human, that he is building a zoo. He is going to keep animals. He loves animals. So if you look at the Indian media, all the Indian media are corporate media. So all the media channels, new channels, belongs to some corporate corporate people. Like in USA, it belongs, CNN belong to someone, and all the things. So similarly here also. So if you look at the Indian media, every time they are showing the what kind of utensils they are using in the marriage, which dress designer has made this gown, lehenga, and all the things, what dance they are doing. So it's too much. But it happens, it is a high level. But if you look at the lower level, also people do a lot of things. There was no concept of pre-wedding. There is no concept of engagement in our society, but it is coming because they get influenced by all these things, and they want to do that.
Wow. Okay. So, and there were lots of people at that wedding. So Indian wedding. So is in the path leading up to this, do you have any say in what happens, or are you just the innocent bystander and you appear at a certain place at a certain time? And what happens from your perspective?
Yes, what I can say, The things I want to buy here, want to give all the things. Other things are get planned by parents. They say that this day, this time, and they are going to do these things, and you participate. So this is a very long process. So 7 day, at least 7 to 8 days, there will be a lot of rituals. Not rituals. This is a tradition, and they follow the day. See, in every part of the country, the marriage happens differently, but same thing happened differently. So if you look at the south, where I am right now, South India, so they have receptions. So suppose tomorrow there is a marriage, someone has marriage. So today they will give receptions. The boy and girl will come on the stage, family members will go, they will give gift, they will take up pictures, photographs all night, and then tomorrow morning, in the morning happens the marriage. In the marriage, and then there will be a lot of function and everything. In our area, some people do marriages in night. So what happened? The people will go in the evening, and the jamal or barmala, the main thing, happens in the night, and the whole night there will be functions, and the rituals continues till morning. Then the girl next day come to the boy's house.
Wow.
Before that, there's a lot of free. If that girl's family go to the boy's family, they give gifts, everything, and the boy's family will provide foods and everything. There will be enjoyment. So like that. So it happens with, it took almost 15 days to complete all this process.
Wow. Sebastian, there might come a time when you and Claudia want to renew your vows, sort of just to, say that you are committed to each other, that you remain together until the death, till death do you part, etc. Could you imagine a ceremony, sort of Indian style, to do this with 15-day parties and lots of color and glory and fun, etc.? You seem to know a lot of people.
I don't think so, but I think it is a tradition in this country, and you grew up with this tradition. And at the end, I don't know, Ritesh, is it changing that modern people is the wrong word, that younger people or from the new generation changing this process or this tradition, make it shorter or change this tradition? Is there a part in India?
Yes, it is changing. People who are working and everything, they want to get finished within 2 days, 3 days. The rituals happens. So suppose I'm not going home, and I'm in Bangalore, but my parents, my family, relatives will get together and start things. So if I even I'm not involved, they are doing things their own. And if you go
They don't
home,
ask you.
you get, yeah. So it happens.
Okay, but because what I the that is the feeling I got from your explanation is that you need a lot of money, and not everybody wants to spend this amount of money because after a wedding you're a poor family maybe, huh?
Yes, it happened. So there's a see. It depends on the how you want to spend, right? So the place, like the people spending a lot of money on food, different kind of varieties. So you don't want to make a 15 or 16 kind of varieties. You want to make five, four, or normal things. So it happens. So you can manage your budget according to your. But every time I have seen that people plan for certain. They want to spend lot certain lakhs of rupees in the marriage, but it goes up because at the end you can't control the budget because you have to spend.
Sounds like a
You can't
project, yeah.
control
It sounds like a project, yeah. Okay.
it.
Isma, do you see a potential of cultural transfer that maybe you could organize Indian style weddings for your family, anybody who is eligible to be married? You could take some ideas and advice from Ritesh on how to do it differently.
I suppose
I
that
suppose
in
that
India
in
is
India
more
it's more
traditional and more expensive.
expensive.
I think there is nothing to advise him, I suppose. And after the marriage, does the couple travel, or do they stay at home at their city?
Yes, so there's a lot of things. So what happens when girls goes to the generally boys' house? So they will not let her cook for certain period of time, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Sometimes they will not let her to touch any utensils for a month, and then they're not allowed to go outside. But nowadays we see that people are working and they go out and they travel also. So now concept of honeymoon, they go after a week, go outside and all. So it is allowed, but generally it was different, that they will not allow to come out of house only. She will be in the house and all like that. It
Okay.
happens with not only with girls, boys also, they will not let to go out like that also. But now it is a little bit flexibility. We can go out and travel also, go for honeymoon and all like that.
Well, I see the time. It's 1 minute before we have to stop, and I'm sure that the phone will go up and down and jump with excitement because the young lady is texting you and saying, why aren't you speaking with me?
No,
So
not like that.
I do not want to be the cause of any argument at this late stage of your evening, Ritesh. Certainly a wow factor. So gentlemen, thank you very much for your contributions. Ritesh, we will meet again tomorrow. And explore this a few other topics. And you're hosting next week again, with the topic of acceptance.
Awesome.
But if you want to kick that one down the road, let me know. We have a slot, I think, a week later. It's not a problem. Maybe Sebastian can host the next week instead. Yeah.
Yes.
We can talk about grass and lawns and so on if you
Yes,
want to
we
hear
can.
that.
Yes, we can.
We love to
Yes.
know all the things.
Yes, we will. Yes, you can do that. It'll be a very exciting evening. Okay, we are going into overtime. Gentlemen, have a nice morning, afternoon, evening, night. Say hello to your young lady from all of us. Ritesh, we are curious to meet her. Extend the invitation. I'll see you all next week. Yeah.
Thank you. Good.
Take care.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye bye. Bye.
Goodbye.